Good evening, Hutton truckers everywhere, and welcome to yet another broadcast from the remote radio studio from Hutton Orbital. I'm Mike Oxlong, and joining me tonight on the Beleaguered Beluga, we have...
Rudolf Hucker.
And Roger.
The cabin boy.
We have the usual chaotic show tonight, but first, we have the headlines.
Mods outbreak at Hutton as revolting truckers riot.
Ross 671 on the verge of capitulation after serious problem in Hutton space.
Cops in scram scan crash for cash.
Alvin demands his own Thargoid chew toy.
Pilots Federation confirms free eye tests for all pilots. A massive outbreak of mugs. A mug ownership deficiency syndrome. You go for it.
Right. That was my fault entirely. A massive outbreak of mods. We've all got mods, that's why we stuffed this one up. A massive outbreak of mods, mug ownership deficiency syndrome, has hit Hutton space this week with a minor revolt by the Hutton truckers demanding to know who nicked all the mugs. A minor misunderstanding with a dodgy knockoff mug manufacturer led to a number of Hutton truckers complaining that their coffee went cold, their tea is tepid, and their mug muffin went stale. Alvin has published an immediate instruction to all Hutton pilots that real Hutton mugs are made from scrapped frameshift drives. They are indeed the rarest of rare items and can only be acquired from Hutton. In the meantime, the mug revolt has gained momentum with outbreaks of space flu, mumps, itchy flight syndrome, and indeed even man flu reported throughout the fleet. We are in a full outbreak situation, and all Huttoneers are requested to bring medicines to Hutton space as soon as possible to quell the queasy truckers and mollify the mods malingerers. This outbreak is serious. If we don't get mugs out there fast, we could see suffering on a scale not witnessed since the last time the galaxy ran out of salt. Good luck, Hutton, and don't forget, if you've got space mildew in your mug, you might want to get it seen to before it spreads.
After the serious war of the last week, Hutton are delighted to announce that a peaceful election will be starting soon in the little system of Ross 671. Over the last few months, Hutton has begun to take control of the simulation, bringing systems that kept throwing us into war under Alvin's benevolent and oh-so-fluffy dominion and preventing further outbreaks of war. The election is expected to only be a brief one, much to the relief of the tired truckers, who want nothing more than a little rest. But the Major General himself has exhorted the troops that he doesn't just want to win. He wants us to achieve a landslide of epic precautions. With his aide, Old Man Riverboat, Major General Noctivagus has been on the pre-campaign campaign trail already, stuffing leaflets through doors, kissing babies, promising investment in public services, and, of course, pinning badges and dog tags on anyone that shouts for the mug at him. We look forward to having one more system for the truckers to park their asps and drop their loads in the near future.
There was outrage this week as, following on from the reign of skimmers claiming the ships of many an itinerant horizon viewing pilot, a scandal has erupted among the police forces of the galaxy. A corrupt minority have taken to engaging pilots what we now refer to as Scram Scam. Scram being a shortened version of Scan and Ram. Suspected incoming ships of illicit activities, cops have been ramming their mighty Vipers into incoming ships, detonating and then laughing as the hapless commanders are rendered into space dust by station guns. We understand that they've taken out expensive insurance policies on their own ships, and this latest form of crash for cash has been made many an impoverished copper wealthier than a noob taking it to the rear for money, shinier than a sophist gold farmer, and at least as rich as a Robigo runner in Solo. Investigations are ongoing, but this is a reminder to all pilots. Only a fool breaks the 100 meters per second rule. keep off the speed, and you won't feel the short nose of the law poking into your cockpit.
Alvin has announced this week that he wants his own Thargoid, and he is willing to part with Muggs for the privilege. He is calling on any commanders with the wherewithal to assemble as many broken bits of alien technology as they can find, bring them to Hutton, and assemble him his very own Thargoid pet to chase. These include alien probes, Thargoid hearts, Thargoid components, and data, carapaces, Thargoid dodgy-looking fluids and icky-sticky bits, and of course plenty of gaffer tape and squeezy sealant. He also wants a squeaker for the middle so he can have fun when he catches it. He is offering one Hutton mug to the first commander to bring him, and not sell at the station, but bring him somewhere in space nearby, all the necessary items out to Hutton and putting them together in such a way as they at least smell like a genuine Thargoid. With Aegis launching the latest anti-Thargoid defense electromagnetic pulses and Professor Palin's protective racks, we're hoping that someone manages to get all the way to Hutton without needing a repair limpet or three. Good luck, commanders, winning those mugs, or that mug, because you're going to need it.
Finally this evening, the Pilots Federation are insisting that starting after the new year, all pilots will be required to undergo a sight test before heading out into the black. They have investigated reports of beige everywhere and rocks making strange patterns, and have concluded that due to the advancing age of the pilots in the Federation, they may well all need laser eye surgery before heading planetside to avoid the usual pitfalls of, well, pitfalls. Cliff edges, crevices, cracks, craters, and big-ass boulders turning their SRVs into big piles of scrap. No news yet on whether they're going to be using beams, pulses, or even good old-fashioned burst lasers to fix everyone's eyesight. But we do know that they had better be going gimbaled, as no one wants a cop shot in the face from a doctor. They have also assured us that the ice will look nice, the rocks will rock, the fog will look foggier, and the mist more mysterious once the eye corrections have been applied. In the meantime, they've released a funky range of very expensive zero-credit glasses to make everyone feel just a little better, or maybe intellectual, or possibly just pose on the beach whilst eyeing up the latest offerings from Lacon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the news. Do not adjust your eyes, nor your channel, as we'll be back for more.
But...